This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. It's the first weekday commute after SEPTA fare increases went into effect Sunday. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the Glenside station in Montgomery County.
This is a 7.5% increase, the first time SEPTA bumped up prices since 2017. That means travel wallet fares for buses, trolleys, and subways are $2.50. That's a 50-cent increase. If you take regional rail and buy single-trip tickets, you're looking at paying anywhere from a quarter to $1.75 more. It depends on the zone. Good news is, if you have a daily, weekly, or monthly pass, those prices are the same, so riders like Rick aren't paying any more, but he's concerned about the cost down the road.
You know, their budget is still well short, so who knows what's going to happen in the new year. Supposedly they staved off that increase in January by the governor helping out.
The governor flexing $153 million to SEPTA means the agency is able to postpone a second, more drastic round of rate hikes that would have gone into effect on New Year's Day. That second increase was set to be 21.5%, and it would have been followed by SEPTA slashing a lot of service. And that's on hold through at least July. SEPTA is hoping that lawmakers in Harrisburg can agree to a transit funding plan. In Glenside, Tim Jimenez, KOW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police broke up more car meetups in the Northeast and Kensington last night. It was around 10:45 when police found a live stream of a meetup near Sandmeyer Lane and Red Lion Road in Bustleton. Police arrived, made several arrests, and impounded some cars. The cops also broke up a meetup at Kensington and Lehigh Avenues. Inspector D.F. Pace has this warning for anyone who was participating.
We are going to come after you. This has been a message that the city has put out very clearly. We are dedicated to ensuring these streets are safe for everyone. And anyone that wants to participate in these sorts of activities that are going to endanger the lives of themselves as well as spectators and as well as innocent bystanders, we're going to do everything we can and to address that, to go after you, and ensure that these streets are safe for everybody.
He says police have plenty of video from social media, surveillance cameras, and officer body cameras, and they could make more arrests when they identify people in those videos. The forests in New Jersey are so confusing to navigate, they even made a Sopranos episode about it. To make it easier to get around, New Jersey's Department of Environmental Protection has released a new usage map for all of the open roads in Warden State Forest. But not everyone's happy about it, as we hear from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
This new map includes more than 250 miles of paved and unpaved roads, all with names unlike before. Assistant Commissioner John Cecil says they heard the concerns of people who felt the map is too restrictive, but ultimately, the goal is to keep it accessible and safe.
Making sure that we can protect the public and keep them safe is first and foremost. So we looked at fire access routes, considerations from park police. We met with the hunting community. We listen to folks that like to drive their Jeeps through the forest.
He says there's a new way to find your way using the latest downloadable map.
Navigate around on your cell phone using satellite signals as opposed to just relying on that cellular signal.
Cecil says this new map does cut off access to some places, but 98% of the state forest is within a 1 mile walk from the network of mapped roads. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.